Come, my little ones, gather round. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Smile with your mother, smile with your father. Smile with your brother, smile with your sister. Smile all the time, 'cause Allah is kind. Smile. If at times you feel you wanna cry, and life seems such a trial, above the clouds there is a bright blue sky. So make your tears a smile as you travel on life's ways, with its many ups and downs. Remember, it's quite true to say, one smile is worth a dozen frowns. Among the world's expensive things, a smile is very cheap. And when you give a smile away, you get one back to keep. Sadness comes at times to all, happiness hides away. But sometimes a few tears must fall to bring your joy out again. Smile with your mother, smile with your father, smile with
today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning about a pious little boy and a pious little girl. Now, Allah says in the Quran, whoever works righteousness, whether man or woman, and his faith, verily to him we will give life that is good and pure. We will bestow on such their reward according to the best of their actions. My butterflies, what does that verse of the Holy Quran mean? Do you know? Well, we know that we have to live our lives trying to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the perfect way of life. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew what to do and what not to do, because he followed the words of Allah. He followed the Holy Quran. And that's why we have to try and be like him. We have to be little pious boys and pious little girls, so that Allah will reward us. And what reward will we get? Do you know? Well, if you said the reward of Jannah, then you're absolutely right. Let's look at two little stories. The one is a boy by the name of Talib, and the other is Salma. She's a little girl too, and she is Talib's sister. Talib and Salma are pious little children. They make salam to their parents. They love them and obey them. They love their brothers and sisters to bits and tiny pieces, and they love their neighbors too. They always try to do good with others. If Talib sees a broken bottle, he picks it up from the road and puts it away carefully without hurting himself, and so that others don't get hurt either. If Salma sees a blind person trying to cross the road, she helps them because she knows that this will be good for her. They always help others. They always do kind deeds. All their friends, family, neighbors, school and classmates, and everybody around them loves this brother and sister very much. But why? Because they have good character and they are very pious. They call them the most pious in the family. Allah loves those who act and does good deeds too. but not for the sake of show, but for the sake of making Allah happy. And Allah promises good rewards for such little boys and girls. My butterflies, will you have such good manners and try and follow just like Salma and Talib? I hope so, inshallah. Now today we're going to be listening to a story about little Ahmed and how he goes through his day. This is called Ahmed's Diary, and there's very important lessons about being a pious little boy or girl. Will you listen to the story? I hope so, inshallah.
Ahmed, wake up. Wake up, sleepyhead.
Good morning, Mom. Assalamu alaikum. I was having such a nice dream. Alhamdulillah. الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور.
Come on, time for breakfast. Run to the toilet.
Okay, Mom. Mom, which foot I should step with into the toilet?
Your left foot, honey.
Okay, Mom. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. Mom, which leg I should step out of the toilet?
It's the right, baby.
Okay, Mom. Ofranek, ofranek, ofranek.
Come on, join me.
Delicious. Oh, yummy, yummy. Oh, thank you for making my favorite dish.
Finish it all.
Bismillah.
Uh-oh. Ahmed, I forgot to say Bismillah at the beginning. What should I do?
It's okay, Mom. You can say Bismillah awalihi wa akhirih if you just forget to do it at the beginning.
Oh, thank you so much. Ahmed, can you please pass the water bottle?
Yeah, sure, Mom. Here it is.
Hey, Ahmed. Would you like to take 50 hasana? In 1 minute, 50 deets.
Oh, sure, Mom. How could I do that?
While you're drinking water, let me show you. First, you need to sit down while you're drinking. This is 1, 2. Hold the cup with your right hand. 3. Say Bismillah before you drink. 4. Drink on 3 times. 5. Say Alhamdulillah when you're done.
Now I got 50?
Yes, because 5 hasanas and Allah make it double on 10. So 5 times 10 is 50. And may Allah make it more and more.
MashaAllah. Awesome, Mom. I will do it every time I drink water.
That's my boy. Fantastic.
Oh, hey, Mom. Thank you for washing my favorite t-shirt.
You're welcome. Handsome boy.
Stop embarrassing me, Mom.
You are.
You know what? I really want to have nice looking from outside. But still, the most important I need to be good from inside before outside.
You're right, Ahmed. Absolutely right.
Okay, have to go now, Mom. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Take care. Don't forget to say Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah.
Okay. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Mom, I'm back.
Welcome back. Oh, great stepping with your right foot. I can see the Satan running away now.
Yeah, Mom, I kicked him out because I just said Assalamu alaikum and I stepped with the right foot.
Great for you.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh my God, it looked like you catch a cold. Yarhamukumullah.
Yahdikumullah wa yuslah balakum, Mom. But what does it mean, Yahdikumullah wa yuslah balakum?
It means, may Allah guide you to the good and give you a kind heart.
Wow, what a nice dua. Ameen. I feel a bit dizzy, Mom. I think I'm going to nap for a while.
Hey, you! Cover your mouth with your right hand or the back of your left hand and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Because if you didn't do that, the Satan will come into your mouth and you're gonna crunch him.
Oh, yuck, Mom! Stop it! Okay, I better say all the blame the Shaitan regime. All the blame the Shaitan regime. Okay, Mom. I'm going to bed now. Mom, in which side I should sleep? Right or left?
It's the right, honey.
Okay. Bismik Allahumma amutu wa ahya.
Have a quiet nap, inshallah, sweetie.
Inshallah, Mom. Assalamu alaikum.
A blinding flash of white light lit up the sky over Gaza tonight. People running for cover, not knowing whether they're dead or alive. And they came with their tanks and their planes, with ravaging fiery flames. Just a voice rising up in the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn down our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike, murdered and massacred night after night. While the so-called leaders of countries afar debated on who's wrong or right. But their powerless words were in vain, and the bombs fell down like acid rain. But through the tears and the blood and the pain, you can still hear that voice through the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn down our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliko ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera @radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.